This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Maricopa County Sheriff Sean Call. And welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Sheriff, we're going to talk today about a law enforcement memorial that, I guess we can say has been completed, and we're going to have a dedication ceremony, which we'll get to very soon. But first off, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the law enforcement memorial. It's law enforcement, but it also includes first responders, and maybe you can tell us all about what it is.
We had a lot of people within the last 4 years or so, 3 or 4 years since I've taken over as sheriff, and asking about maybe doing some sort of law enforcement memorial, and kind of thought probably the best place would be at the Macoupin County Courthouse. We have one corner of the courthouse lawn that really doesn't really have anything out there on it. So we decided that the north east side of the courthouse would probably be the best place to do it. After talking about it and discussing it for a couple years, we decided that we probably need to shoot a letter out to all the different law enforcement agencies. And then I got to thinking, well, we might as well make it a law enforcement, fire, EMS, which first responders memorial. We do have one fireman that has, that we know of that has died in the line of duty in Macoupin County. So we thought it'd be nice to incorporate both, send out a letter to all fire, EMS, and law enforcement throughout the county, maybe try to generate some money. We ask if everybody in their agency could donate $5, $10, $20 or whatever they could donate. So, and it worked out pretty well. So
again, this is for first responders who lost their life in the line of duty. Do you have who you've got right now, as you say, as far as you know, that will be going on the memorial?
We have what our records indicate. There is a line of death, in the United States, and all four of ours from Macoupin County are on that page, and that's kind of where we got our records from. Indicates that Verdon Police Department has lost one officer, John Shaw. He was killed by gunfire in 1912. Carlinville Police Department has one officer that's been killed. His name was George Statz. He was also killed by gunfire in 1926. The Macoupin County Sheriff's Department has had two deputies killed in the line of duty. Deputy Sheriff J. William Barnes, he was also killed by gunfire in 1925. And then also Deputy Donald Dean Love, he died of a heart attack while apprehending a suspect in 1974. So we've got four within the county. And we've also got one fireman that died in the line of duty, and that was in 2015, Chief Kenneth Lair of the Medora Fire District.
And as you say, you might find out through some point research that there was other officers or something like that. And I guess for your memorial, maybe somebody who was associated with another police agency that didn't die in the county, but if they lived here, would they be eligible too? Or just wondering.
It's just specifically to Macoupin County first responders that actually died in Macoupin County. Yeah, we haven't expanded it out, elsewhere. That is a possibility if they are from here, lived here, but worked in another jurisdiction, another county. That's a possibility. I'm open to about anything, for sure.
This, as you said, took several years and then donations and things like that. Maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about who worked on it or some of the important people to bring it to its completion.
We sent the letter out back in April of 2017. We started getting donations in. We raised almost $2,500. Our letter indicated that we kind of thought we would need $2,000 to $3,000 to do this, and we ended up with $2,500, so it worked out great. We were able to, my employees and my trustees at the sheriff's office did all the work to pour the concrete. The concrete was donated by Curry's Ready Mix, Jim Curry. So he donated the concrete to us. Turned out to be about a yard of concrete is what we needed. My maintenance supervisor, Chad Reeves, and jail administrator, E.D. Iberson, helped pour the concrete along with the trustees. They did an awesome job. One of the deputies, Deputy Sergeant Ron Magee, donated a flagpole. The trustees painted it up, made it look nice. We were able to set that up. So we have a flagpole now. We have the pad ready. We also have a light that the sheriff's department, we ended up buying the light for it for the flag. And Carlinville Monument Company did the actual monument for us, and they're gonna do that placement the day of the memorial, which is the 16th at 10 a.m. Which I would invite anybody, the public, anybody that wants to come out to it. It's at 10 a.m. October 16th at the courthouse lawn. They're gonna set that for us, Carlinville Monument. They say it'll take about 15-20 minutes. They'll have it in place, and then we'll do the memorial. So.
And then later, the names will be added to the first responders?
Actually, the names are already on it. It's ready to go. So once it's, and if we do have any other line of death duties, which God forbid we ever do, they will be added when that happens. So
obviously, this will be something that goes on forever, be out there like the all the stones they have for the servicemen and things like that. And you're sheriff now, but we... I guess that'll go under the sheriff no matter when in time it is. That'll be with the sheriff's office.
Yeah, that'll stay, you know, obviously with the sheriff. The law indicates that the sheriff has to maintain all properties owned by the county. So that, you know, since it's on our sheriff's office lawn, it will be maintained by the sheriff's office, yes.
Well, Sheriff, any final thoughts as we come to the end of the program?
I'd just like to say thank you to all the fire departments, all the police departments throughout Macoupin County for donating money to make this a dream come true. You know, it's one of those things where it's, you know, everybody coming together is why this happened. It's not just one person doing this or one person doing that. It's everybody came together. I think it's something that you know, obviously... For hundreds of years, hopefully we'll be there, you know, for everybody to see. And I thank you for having me on here. So,
and again, the official dedication, when again?
It'll be October 16th at 10 a.m. on the courthouse lawn.
Sheriff Sean Call, thank you for joining us on the Forum program.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.